This afternoon, it's a thrill to have this special guest checking in again with Notably Texan. She has a staggering 20-album discography, has been awarded such honors as Best Female Vocalist by the Dallas Observer, was the official Texas State Musician in 2010, and she's an active supporter of charities which benefit women, children, and health. Oh, she is like a cool breeze on a hot summer Texas day. I welcome back to KETR the one and only Sarah Hickman.
Yay! Let's go.
Well, Sarah, I am so happy to have you back here on Notably Texan. I had such a blast speaking with you for our inaugural chat in 2013. So thanks for taking some time to speak with Notably Texan again.
Matt, I'm so happy that you're having me back on. I'm looking forward to our discussion. I can't wait.
Well, I thank you for doing this. And one of my favorite tidbits, if anybody missed our last chat, which is archived at KETR.org, but your connection to Commerce, Texas, of all places, I actually did not know about this. When I did my research for our initial interview, I did not know you had any connection to Commerce and what was then East Texas State University. So what a cool thing. And remind folks a little bit about this, that you were telling me you basically, was it your first, maybe your first semester of college or something like that?
Yeah, I went to school for a year at East Texas State University. And what a glorious year it was. I was there in the art department. And what I loved about Commerce was, first of all, I grew up in Houston, so
yeah,
to go to such a small little town was really fun and have a little town square. And I played some gigs. One of them was at a place called Butch's Barn, which is an Italian restaurant.
Or it was. I don't think it's here anymore.
Pizza Hut, and I played down at the Happy Armadillo.
Wow. It was a different place back then, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
And
the girls were all in one art dorm, and the guys were all in the one across the way. We had a little like green landscape between the two of us, but it was really fun. One of the guys was really into making White Russians, so in the afternoon we'd have, you know, White Russians and sit around in the lounge downstairs in the girls' dorm, and oh, it was good times, really good times. I loved that school.
That is so cool, and you know, I think that I actually lived in those same art dorms, and I don't want to go off too far down this path because it's not of interest to everyone, but they just recently tore down, I'm sure it was the same art dorms, they just recently tore those down to make room for these big, beautiful new dormitories, but I actually did live in that same art dorm, obviously in the men's side, so I know exactly what you're talking about. That's just fascinating.
They were so, what was really great was, there was a dorm room, and then there would be a room that had drawing boards in it, four
really?
Drawing boards. And you would be in there all hours of the night with other artists, art majors, making art. And it was just such a great way to build community among the artists.
Yeah.
School then. I really, yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm sorry they tore those down. I hope maybe somebody got a drawing table out of there.
I hope so. If I'm not mistaken, I think you had a chance since we last spoke to drive through here in Commerce and see some of the changes on campus, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was really not ready.
Well, yeah, that's quite a bit of change since you've been around.
Well, first of all, the tunnel seems to be closed.
It is.
You walk under the freeway to go eat at the cafeteria on the
yes.
side. Is it closed?
It is indeed.
Did they cement it up, or what did they do to it?
Basically, here within the last couple of years, it was determined that was really not the safest thing. Basically, there was this tunnel that goes under the highway here so that folks didn't have to run across the highway. And yes, that tunnel was open when I went to school here, but actually here within the last 5 or 10 years, they decided, you know, let's just use the crosswalks instead. It just kind of created a kind of a dangerous underground area there, you know, for ne'er-do-wells.
Being a haven for crickets.
Yeah.
Millions and millions of stinky crickets singing away.
Indeed. We are the haven for crickets, and there was a lot of fun graffiti down there, too. I don't know if they did that when you were
here.
That's
okay. That's true, yeah.
Anyway, we're getting way off into the weeds about some interesting things here at what was then East Texas State University, now Texas A&M University Commerce, but I just love that connection that you have to this university here.
It wasn't meant to be this way. Love is all that matters, so they say.
Sarah, I thought of you recently when I was watching David Letterman's final broadcast on The Late Show, and I certainly don't mean to get into anything emotional or anything on this here, but I know you're a huge fan of Letterman.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is actually a bit interesting. back in 1990, when I was on Elektra, the Tonight Show with Leno wasn't a thing yet. It was still Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
And then there was David Letterman show.
Right.
And I really loved David Letterman. And so I had a David Letterman shrine party because I had a tortilla burn when I was making breakfast one morning. And the burn marks on the tortilla actually ended up looking like David Letterman's face. So
wow.
I put it in a glass frame and had this big party, and people came and they brought gifts to the shrine. And then
okay.
I mailed the shrine to the Letterman people and they loved it. But as it would go, Elektra had me go on The Tonight Show. And
oh,
I guess
man.
At that point, there was a bit of a rivalry. And so
really?
I never got to go on Letterman. And I tried and tried and tried over the years. And towards the end, about a year ago, a lot of fans and friends were, there was a letter writing campaign, email,
yeah.
blast, blah, blah. But, you know, in my mind, having been an art major and being an artist and a musician, I've been on his show 83 times, more than any other artist.
Okay.
And I know what it feels like in there. It had to have been cold, like he said, and I can see Paul's smile and Paul's band playing with me. And so, you know, it's okay that I didn't go on. It was emotionally hard for a little while because
sure.
it was a dream that didn't come true, and I'm used to visualizing things and then they come true. So
yes.
that was hard, but now I'm fine.
Well, I certainly am not trying to go into any dark territory, and I'm really sorry that time kind of ran out on that dream, but I know that you and I, you know, share a love for Letterman in different ways. Obviously, I don't have any talents like that to offer on his show. I'm just a fan of what he did for television over the years, and it was
oh yeah.
it was an emotional
I mean,
night
really
to
all
see.
That, Dave. And what amazingly, I mean, people nowadays that know Jon Stewart and know Jimmy Kimmel and
yeah.
Jimmy Fallon, they really have David Letterman to thank because, and they know that, those guys know that, but the people listening who may not recognize why Letterman was important, he really changed what late night TV could be.
No doubt. Yeah, he broke the ground on most of the cutting edge stuff that we see today. So so here's to Letterman, and I hope he seems to be enjoying his retirement out there. So
well, I'm going to pop a bottle of champagne right now.
Very good. Well, Sarah, you're, I know, always busy with your music, but and correct me if I'm wrong, but did I read that you recently went back to school?
Yes, I started going to seminary.
Wow. Well, that's got to be an interesting change in your life again then here.
Yeah, I had the time to take one class last semester. I still haven't gotten my grade yet, but I'm not worried about that. And I'm hoping to eventually become a pastoral counselor. Although for the last 30 years I've been doing music therapy, hospice work,
yeah,
and several different kinds of therapeutic services within music therapy, so I kind of have been doing counseling all
right.
along. I just figured maybe I should have a legality to it,
gotcha.
You know, official title or whatever we need, but.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how much more work will you have to do on that then?
Well, most people go and get a master's. It takes about 3 years and then 3,000 hours. But because I'm a performer and most of the master's classes are at night and on the weekends, it'll probably take me 8 years.
I understand.
But
well,
that's okay. I don't mind because I'm getting to make music and go to school and, you know, how great is that?
Sarah Hickman, who is checking in from Austin today via telephone on KETR. Well, you have this delightfully eclectic taste in music, which I certainly appreciate here on this program because we play a little bit of something for everyone here on the program. And I was just kind of curious to know, what are some of your favorite maybe new albums this year? What have you been listening to lately?
Well, I like The Stripes. I don't know if you know who they are. They're those young lads from, I believe they're from Ireland.
Oh, okay.
They sound a lot like the young Beatles, really raw, raucous energy.
Very cool.
And they're young. They're like, I believe they're 15,
oh, wow.
15, 17 years old. And they are phenomenal musicians. I mean, they aren't just like One Direction or some group put together. They have been playing for a long time and as kids. And you can tell they're just incredible. Let's see, what else have I been listening to? I like Gary Clark Jr.
Oh, yeah.
And he's out of Austin. You know who he is.
I sure do.
And in fact, I just watched Dave Grohl's show.
Yeah, I was hearing something about this where, yeah, he featured Gary Clark, and I haven't seen this.
Sonic Highways. Yeah, he goes around to different studios around the United States, and it's an hour-long show, and he kind of studies the musical pathway of each city.
Yeah.
And the Foo Fighters and him, they write a song, and they record it in the studio in whatever city they're in. And so you learn about the studio, you learn about the past history of the music, and then you get the song, and the song is written about everything he's learned while he's had this experience.
Okay.
And so we just watched the one, Sonic Highways on Austin, and oh, it was so interesting. It started with 13th floor elevators and the history of that, and then how Willie came to Austin, and that changed music forever, and the hippies and the rednecks got together, and then, you know, blah, 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 goes on and on. And then Gary Clark Jr. at the end has a nice interview, and then he sits in on, they actually wrote two songs about Austin, and he...
Cool.
It's great. Yeah.
Yeah, I have not seen the Austin episode of that. I've caught a couple of the other ones, but I've been hearing a lot of stuff. I need to see that, obviously. So,
yeah.
Well, that's cool. I appreciate you opening up. I'm always curious to know. And, you know, you may be like me. I deal with music all day at work. So sometimes when I come home, I just sort of like to unplug and do other things. So sometimes people ask me, what do you listen to? And I'm usually saying, well, I don't listen to much of anything sometimes when I'm away from the office. You know, it's nice to do something different.
And you're not alone. Like John Lennon, people would ask him, and he's like, I never listen to other people. Music, because I'm sick of it by the time. Yeah, but you know what I really find interesting is soundtracks.
Oh, yeah.
Film and television. And the other day, I actually, this may sound odd, but I stumbled across, we were just talking about it before you started the show, Shine, my last CD.
Yes.
But they're called TV mixes. And what that is it's the tracks from an album, but there's no vocals on them.
Oh,
so
okay.
I had to go on TV and they wanted a track from the song with all the drums and the musical stuff. And I was listening to that and I was like, gosh, I should just release this as a CD with, as an instrumental CD, because it's so, if I may say, phenomenal to listen to it that way. So instrumental music's really a big thing for me right now, just listening and relaxing.
I am all for that. You know, there's something to be said about music without words sometimes. And I can get behind that. Not everybody's accustomed to that because they're used to that whole pop radio friendly thing with the hook and everything. But I can dig some instrumental music as well. I know what you mean there.
Well, there's not a lot of people that play Brian Eno. So
yeah, that is a
don't
very good.
Listen to him if he produces U2, but they may not know who Brian Eno is. So.
That's true.
Things will get bright.
Well, Sarah Hickman is chatting with me this afternoon on Notably Texan. And the last time we spoke, we were mainly talking about your Kirtland Records release, Shine. And since then, I can't believe it's already been 2 years pretty much since we talked. But since then, you've gotten into a couple of other new projects, and I wanted to talk about those, if you don't mind. Tell me a little bit about Newborn 2. That, I think, is a follow-up to your 1999 treat for parents who like to sing to their kids, right?
Yeah, Newborn, the first CD I put out of kind of a series of children's CDs. There was Newborn, Toddler, Big Kid. Newborn has just sold so many copies. It's crazy, and people still buy it. And I just thought it would be cool to do a follow-up and call it Newborn 2, T-O-O.
Yes.
And a really good friend of mine, Judy Wish, kept saying, I'll pay for it. And finally said, okay, well, let's do this. So it's really beautiful. I co-produced it with my friend Eddie Hovazal, who's a multifaceted musician and a really great guy. He's working a lot with Christopher Cross right now.
Another Texan.
I went over to his home studio and we knocked the whole thing out, and it's really lovely. So if anybody out there is expecting, you can buy the CDs by themselves, or you can download the content, or you can get the whole set. And we actually have a little box that we print out the baby's name on it.
Really?
It's really cool graphic, and then it comes with a little baby blanket and a little baby hat, and then you get the CDs. And
wow.
You can find it on my website if you go to my merch page. Yeah, it's really sweet.
And your site again is?
www.sarahhickman.com.
There we go. Yeah, you've got all of your stuff posted there, and folks can go back into the archives and do some catching up with your stuff like I've been doing here lately, and I want to talk about that in a moment here. But while I'm on the topic of some of these new projects of yours, I know you're also excited about this Love is a Journey. Tell me about that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, last summer I went to Uganda for 2 weeks, and it was the 30th anniversary of the African Children's Choir.
Oh, wow.
Which was started by a man out of Canada named Ray. I can't think of his last name right now. But he had been over visiting in Uganda, and it was very war-torn at the time. And he noticed there was all these homeless and orphaned children. And so he started schools for them, and they could live at the school until they were 18. So they got education. They had a place to live. They had clothing and yummy food. So I was going over to Uganda thanks to my friend Lynn Dobson, who took me along. And I said, well, since I'm going over there, I should go ahead and do a recording with the choir.
Yeah.
And so the kids knew ahead of time I was coming, and they wrote 3 songs that are on the CD, a cappella. They're in English. And we had to record in a girl's dorm in the middle of nowhere. We were in Tebe, out by Lake Victoria. And so there's like cows and monkeys. And
wow.
You know, we tried to make the dorm as quiet as we could, but there's some real action going on. If you have headphones on, you can hear stuff.
That's cool.
And then I also had the joy to work with a lot of amazing African musicians while I was over there. So it was very moving. It was funny. One of the songs, We Are Each Other's Angels, which I've recorded before, written by Chuck Brodsky, I was being driven around by a guy who had graduated as an African Children's Choir member, and he asked if he could play a cassette for me, and he put it in, and it was him singing, and it was so moving. I just said, Robert, you are such a great singer. You have to come in the studio tomorrow, and you have to sing this song, We Are Each Other's Angels.
Oh, wow.
And he said, oh, well, I don't know if I can learn the song. And they call you Auntie. I don't know, Sarah. I don't know, Auntie Sarah, if I can learn the song. I was like, you just come in. So he came to the girls' dorm, and I taught him line by line what to sing. And then we edited it all together in Austin. And it's so seamless, and it's so amazing. And then the kids sing on the choir, on the chorus, and in other various parts where I arranged for them to sing. It is so moving. His voice is like Luther Vandross, just unbelievable.
Nice.
But it's got the benefit of this Ugandan accent, too. So it's, some of the words he says are just so touching because they don't come out quite right, but I didn't want to correct him because I liked how he said the words.
Sure.
And all the money from that CD goes back to the African Children's Choir and supports those kids. So you can download that. You can go to the AfricanChildren'sChoir.com and download the iTunes, or you can order the CD, either one.
Just another example of some of this humanitarian work that Sarah Hickman does. It's not just about putting money in her pockets, you know. It's about helping people out around the world, as Sarah has proved time and time again. And Was there actually some talk of maybe a Grammy nod on that record or something? I saw some mention of that, maybe.
I'm gonna enter it this year.
Oh, cool!
So we'll see.
That's great.
Yeah, but I like your positive influence there. So let's just say, yeah, Grammy nod.
Hey, I'm doing what I can. They don't ask me to vote on this stuff, so. Don't give up. Don't Give Up. That is Sarah Hickman with the African Children's Choir from the record Love is a Journey. Sarah is my guest today on 88.9 KETR. This is Notably Texan. I wanted to briefly talk about the Hallman Flood Relief Mixtape, which is a cause that you believe in. I was hoping that maybe you could kind of briefly explain who the Hallmans are and what happened with them.
Sure. Well, as you all know, here in Austin, we had, and Wimberley, we had torrential flooding, just a deluge of rain. And Mark Hallman has a place called Congress House Studios. He's worked with everyone from Ani DiFranco to Oasis, Eliza Gilkinson. Probably anybody you can think of in music at some
right.
point or another has stepped foot in there. Well, Mark's private home, he and his wife Kristen, their own home was flooded beyond detriment.
Wow.
And so Noelle Hampton and Andre Moran and Gretchen Harry's Graham, who's married to John D. Graham, the three of them thought, well, let's get a mixtape. And so they asked, I think there's 32 of us on it.
Something like that, yes.
And we all donated a song. And if you go to the site for that and download that CD, all the money goes to Mark and his wife to help just clean out their house, you know, put it all back together again. Because so right now they're homeless.
Wow.
They're staying with friends. But it was just, it's terrible. And a lot of people here, you know, have suffered greatly as well. But that's just one of the examples, again, of how the music community in Austin always comes together and
yes.
supports people whenever we can.
Great job on that. And you offered, of course, one of your songs up to this mixtape to help them put those pieces back together. And you're in some great company on there. And I've been enjoying spinning some cuts from that.
Thank you for doing that.
Of course. My pleasure.
I haven't slept in 7 years. I think I've forgotten what it's like to dream. But I know I used to close my eyes and drift off into deep blue skies. At least that's what I do remember. Perhaps no more than most, there is a voice inside my head, crawling into bed with me. And as she whiles away the time that once was rightfully mine, oh, I've begun to play host.
That's called To a Maddening Ghost. It's by Sarah Hickman from the compilation Hallman Flood Relief Mixtape. That's got tons of Texas artists who contributed songs to help raise funds for a music producer's family in the Austin area hit hard by flooding recently. Today we're talking with Sarah Hickman at her home in Austin. You're listening to 88.9 KETR. Well, I know that you just celebrated graduation season with one of your daughters, didn't you?
Yeah. Gosh, you are so together. Our oldest daughter, Lily, just graduated from high school, and she is finishing her first CD, which I hope I can send you a copy when it comes out.
Yes.
Because let me just say, even if I wasn't her mother, and having been in the music industry for a very long time, there's certain people you hear their voice, and you hear their sound, and you hear their songs, and you think that person has it. There's that undeniable quality that you can't buy, you can't
yes.
make it. It's just in you, and it's innate in her. And so I'm really excited when her CD's done, because I am gonna send it to every DJ I know.
Okay.
And so she's finishing that. I don't know what the title of it is yet, because she hasn't told me yet. But
okay.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I'm definitely hoping that you will send me a copy of that.
Thank you.
Because I would love to let people have a listen to that. I've not actually gotten to hear your kiddos' music yet either, so I'm excited to hear this when that's ready. So definitely hook us up, and we'll play it here on the show.
Oh, yeah. Think kind of Regina Spektor meets Adele meets somebody you've never heard before.
Nice. I'm liking it already. Okay.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah Hickman is my guest on Notably Texan, and Sarah, you're scheduled to perform live on Sunday at Harmony House Concerts near Bonham. That's a place that you have visited before, so you must enjoy the people and the surroundings there.
You know what I really loved driving down that long road and thinking, where is this place? And then all of a sudden, it's this house.
Yeah.
It's this magical house in the middle of this meadow, and it very much reminds me of my childhood and going to visit my great aunts in Heflin, Alabama. They
really?
Had a little homestead out in the middle of, well, Heflin's a tiny town. But anyway, yeah, I love playing in there because you're in the house, you're acoustic, and I had to kind of stand. Last time I came with my friend Kristen DeWitt, and she sang with me, but this time it's me solo. But you stand in the sort of the center of the house, and there's two or three walls behind you, but the way they have it set up is it's kind of semi-circular around you. It's really
yeah.
cool, so I can kind of turn and look at the whole audience.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
If I had a revolving stage, it would be perfect.
Right. You'd probably get seasick at the end of that. But
yeah, I just have to move my feet. So I move my feet and turn in a little circle.
Nice. Well, that is so cool, and it is such a different thing. I know you do a lot of house concerts, but this kind of affords the listener a chance to not only hear your music in that up-close, intimate setting, but maybe even to interact with you, you know, when you're in between sets.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love getting to talk to people, and I've always loved watching people's faces from the stage and,
really?
And seeing how they're taking in the stories or the comedy or the songs and how it's affecting them. And especially when you're in a place like that in someone's living room, in essence, and you can really see everybody compared to, like, if I'm playing a theater and there's 1,500 people, I
sure.
can see the front row. There's something so honest and raw and real about it, and that's what makes people songwriters in the first place, is that sort of essence of troubadour. You know, that's what's returning with these house concerts,
yeah.
is that you get to be with people as just a normal person who happens to make music, and then you can answer questions or you eat together. I think they'll have food there, too.
Yes, they will.
And you can buy the CDs and support the artist. And so, yeah, it's a win-win for everyone, I think.
I agree, and I don't know if you'll be able to hang around. I think they're trying to do like a little song circle after the show and all this stuff. It's just such a neat thing and a different way to experience music that I know is becoming more and more common these days, but I'm just still blown away by the whole aspect of a house concert. Someday I'm going to have one at my house. I don't really have one, a setup that's designed for this, but I'm going to do it either way eventually.
Well, when you do, let me know. I'll come.
Okay, you bet.
That'd be so much fun.
I would definitely.
We could do a duet together.
Oh, you think so? You haven't heard me sing,
but I'm sure it would be great.
No one wants to hear that, I can assure you. Well, just so folks know, details on this house concert with Sarah Hickman are available in the events calendar at ketr.org. Just scroll down to the bottom of our site and you can see details on this Harmony House concert with Sarah Hickman. Well, yet another thing that you're involved in. You got so many irons in the fire out there, but explain to me, if you can, what Family Time Rocks is.
Oh, well, in 2010 to 2011, I was the official state musician of Texas.
You sure were.
I was asking the legislators, well, you know, what's my job? What's my role? And they were like, oh, you don't need to do anything. Just enjoy it.
Just fly the flag, basically, and that's it.
Yeah, I don't know. And there wasn't even a flag, really, for
I know.
Me. You know, they don't give you a trophy or anything.
I know. No that's money. Amazing.
But my husband did go and get an award made for me, which was really sweet. He got a glass five-pointed star that's a Sarah Hickman State Musician. That was
nice.
But anyway, I said, well, that's crazy. I'm going to do something positive with this. So Willie had just finished. We didn't know who was coming after me, but it happened to be Lyle Lovett, which was really cool.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I decided, well, while I'm state musician, I'll do a couple of good things. And one of them was Family Time Rocks. And I had two friends. I still have Gray Parsons on drums and percussion and vocals and Jason Moline on bass and vocals. And we, through the generosity of HEB, I wrote a grant and they gave us money and I made a CD with my friends, and it's a lot. It's 39 songs, poems, and parents and children, little tiny segments in between the songs and poems, 30 seconds long, of a parent talking to their child about what they like to do to be creative together.
Oh, cool.
So there's all these different people of ethnicities and languages. So there's Farsi and Dutch and Spanish and Portuguese, English, German, French.
Wow.
Swahili. So what I did was I made a syllabus that goes along with this CD that you can download for free. And it's for teachers and parents, because the whole thing about Family Time Rocks was we wanted families, when they got together, instead of just sitting around the TV, maybe old school, where they sit around the dinner table and they play games together or they create together.
Yeah.
And so you would put on the CD, pick a song, and then there's all these things listed on the syllabus that you could choose from in reaction to that song. So you can make art, you can talk about the language or learn about that country, or, you know, so it was really, or make a flag, you know.
As wow. That's fantastic.
That was fun. In fact, we're playing at Levitt Pavilion in Arlington pretty soon this summer. So, yeah, it's a great group of guys. We have a great time, and the kids have a great time.
Yeah, indeed. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that's that early July show is going to be a free thing over there in Arlington, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's free. It's July 1st, and there's two shows. There's one in the morning, and then there's one in the evening. So if you can't come to the one in the morning, come to the one in the evening.
That is certainly worth looking into. If you've got a family out there, kiddos that enjoy music, you might seek out this Family Time Rock show coming up in Arlington.
I hear a sound. It sounds so far away. Sounds so far away.
Yeah, since we talked last, in fact, earlier this year in April, KETR celebrated our 40th year of commercial-free service to Northeast Texas, and that's something we're pretty proud of here.
Wow.
And that's 40 years is a heck of a long time, and the only reason we've been able to do that is because of the generous listeners who chip in out there, and that's, you know, honestly, that's just kind of a handful of the listeners that do make that leap to becoming a supporter. We think that the station is worth supporting financially, if nothing else, just for Notably Texan. I'm biased, but you know, I think Notably Texan provides a really good voice for the music of Texas in all forms, be it male or female artist, signed or unsigned. But I know that you have some pretty strong feelings about why people should become members of public radio, too. You talked about this last time, but I figured I couldn't hold you back from maybe bending people's ears a little bit about why they should support KETR and public radio.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say if people call in, I don't have a ton, but I'll donate $100 if people will call in and pledge. So, you know, maybe five people will call in $20 each, and that's $200 you'll have towards the station.
That's
but,
great.
The thing I love about community supported radio is it's the last bastion of real radio because of people like you, DJs who really care about the music and know the liner notes and know who the musicians are and understand the whole process of how difficult it is to bring music to people anymore. I mean, you can listen to regular radio, but I will tell you that's all pre-bought radio. You are being given music that was selected for you with no say, whereas at public radio, you have a say. You can call in and say, I'd sure love to hear something from Domestic Science Club or Robert Earl Keen or whoever you'd like. And generally, DJs will go, oh, I love them too. Let me put it in the playlist. And the shows are, you know, you have a variety of shows. It's what XM radio and satellite was before they even invented that. And it's even better because you get to call in and talk to somebody. And you also have live musicians on like me where we can walk in with our guitar and perform.
Yes.
And you just don't get that anywhere else. So if somebody, you know, calls in and pledges $20 or sends in as much as they'd spend on Starbucks in a month, you will not regret it because you're going to hear music you would never hear anywhere else.
You know, we love to provide an avenue where we can talk at length with somebody like Sarah Hickman, who might not get any time on other stations around here that are driven by commercial interests. So I really
probably very heavily country oriented.
Oh, well, yes, absolutely. Pretty much. If you don't like country, then you don't have a whole lot of choices on the dial around here. So we're happy to provide people with something that's a little different. Obviously, we play all the music of Texas. So you're going to hear the twang here on the show, but we also give you the bang and everything else. So we love to put the spotlight on the music of Texas, and I honestly, I'm not just saying this because you're here. I have such a blast talking to you whenever you take time, and next time let's do this in person because I would love to have you in studio. I was hoping we could work this out.
I would love to come in studio and then I could play songs for you live.
Yes.
Like we were just talking about, and see you face to face.
Definitely.
You have such a handsome voice.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm picturing kind of a George Clooney and a young Joey from Friends.
That's wow.
What you look like in my mind.
Nice. Well, let's not ruin that image because you should never see me because that sounds so much better than the actual me. I have a face for radio.
You can sit in the dark when I come to the
studio. Okay, yes. We'll turn the lights down real low.
Get me a cigarette. drink. You know where this is going, exactly where you think. Just get me started, give me all you have. And when you're finished, get me a cab. I just wanna get it. I just wanna get it on. Don't want no party, don't want no keys, no rings on fingers, just you on your knees. Don't give me lip, let me run this. Just give me stripped, boy, just give me service.
Records release Shine. That's my guest Sarah Hickman, a tune called My Cocky Friend, as we wrap up a visit with Sarah in Austin on 88.9 KETR. This is Notably Texan. Your manager slash husband has been a huge help to facilitate this, and I got to give a shout out to him too, because I was lacking on some of your back catalog of music, because I was kind of late to get on board the Sarah Hickman train, I'm sad to say. But
that's okay.
So
you're on it now, and I'm so grateful.
I am indeed,
you.
But I, you know, until recently, all I had was Shine and the Best of Times, so I didn't have a whole lot of your older stuff to play. But Lance was kind enough to hook me up with several of your older albums and even the newer stuff. So I've got a slew of new stuff, and I've been kind of rediscovering some of the great Sarah Hickman collection.
Yay, Lance.
I know. I agree completely. Well, Sarah, was there anything else that we hadn't touched on that you wanted to talk about before we let you back into the wild here today?
No, I'd just say if you're listening and you want to play the guitar and you think it's too late, it's never too late to play the guitar. It can be your best friend, and you can find one. Just go to a pawn shop or borrow one from a friend and just learn three chords. If you learn G, D, and C, or E, A, and D, whatever you need, you would be amazed how many songs you can play with three chords. And it's the happiest feeling in the world. It's your best friend. And so I just encourage anyone listening, if you've been thinking about it, just do it.
Three chords was enough for the Ramones, and I think it'll be enough for anybody else, you know?
Yeah.
Sarah, you're such a breath of fresh air and a shining positive light in this gloomy world in so many ways, and I really treasure the time talking and connecting with you. Thank you so much for being here again on Notably Texan.
Thank you so much, Matt, and I wish you all the best, and thank you for having me as a guest.